With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities are surveying the damage from an assisted living facility fire that killed 9 and injured more than 30.
With questions over whether there were enough firefighters to respond and whether staff did enough to help. Gabriel House resident Lorraine Ferrara says only a few staffers were working Sunday night.
And they left us alone and ran out into the parking lot and were running up and down the parking lot. I was hanging out the window, help, help. And they just kept running.
About 50 firefighters responded, including 30 who were off duty. Questions have also arisen about the facility's safety and disaster preparedness. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he wants 5 new Republican congressional districts in Texas. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
With an eye toward the 2026 midterm elections, the president said he wants Texas state lawmakers to create new congressional districts to boost the Republican Party.
It's a very simple redrawing. We pick up 5 seats.
He said they could gain additional GOP-friendly districts around the country, but that Texas will be the biggest one. Next week, state lawmakers will meet in a special session to discuss redistricting. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain today at the White House. The White House says the two will discuss expanding cooperation between the two countries. The president has been focused lately on increased trade with the Middle East. The president says he's not done with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said he's disappointed but left the door open for talks after he threatened Moscow with sanctions over its war with Ukraine. The president's remarks also follow his announcement of a deal with NATO to send more weapons, including Patriot missile systems, to Ukraine. Russia has continued its military strikes in recent weeks, prompting the president to increase his public criticism of the Kremlin. This is SRN News. An admiral and a drag queen.
The Navy has decided not to promote Michael Donnelly after it was revealed that he allowed a drag show to take place aboard an aircraft carrier. Rear Admiral Donnelly was due to be elevated to vice admiral when the Pentagon got wind of the drag show held on the USS Ronald Reagan under his command. The drag show involving a non-binary sailor was celebrated when it happened in 2017 by LGBT groups and the mainstream media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has seen a surge in persecution of Christians. This is SRN News. To pass their massive rescission bill, Republicans had to make some adjustments to ensure protection of tribal radio stations. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues, demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal. Bob Agner reported.
The man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband says Minnesota governor and former Kamala Harris running mate Tim Walz instructed him to kill 2 U.S. senators. Prosecutors say Vance Belter made the claim in a letter found in his car after last month's shootings. More details at srnnews.com.